Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Join. Father, we thank you for this service today, and give us strength, Lord, to accomplish our mission today, to not only preach here to your people here at Park Place, but to help our pastor, Pastor Steve, today and this evening at Hillside Park. So help us, Lord, to worship you. And thank you for our guests today. I pray they'll feel welcome in this place, in this glorious day that you've given us this opportunity. In Jesus' name we pray. God's people said, amen. Take your Bible and turn to John chapter 14, and then put your finger over to Revelation chapter 21. We're going through a little book. If you don't have a copy, there's a box of them down here. Feel free to come down after the service or today and pick one up for you. Heaven will surely be worth it all. You know, there's a lot of ways to figure out or determine or feel that you're getting older. Some of you older folks out there ought to be able to identify with that. Say amen. One way is that when your great-grandchildren multiply. Our older second grandson, Braxton, his wife, Sarah, had their gender-revealing time yesterday evening and discovered their new baby to come. Our fourth great-grandchild is going to be a little girl. So we got two boys and two girls. So that'll bless your heart right there when your great-grandchildren keep multiplying. Heaven will surely be worth it all. Why heaven is going to be heaven. We just finished this past Wednesday night. I guess you'd say there are two main thoughts along this line, why heaven's going to be heaven. Number one, because of what or who will not be there. So we've seen that Satan will not be there. His destiny, his doom is one day the lake of fire. He's the prince and power of the air now. He's not in hell. He's not in hell at all. He's a prince and power of the air, ruling in spiritual wickedness, high places with a horde of demonic cohorts with him. But one day he'll wind up in the lake of fire. Sin and sinners will never step foot in heaven. Their destiny and doom is the same as Satan. One day they'll stand at the great white throne judgment individually. Their name will not be found written in the Lamb's book of life. And they'll hear those words from Jesus, "Depart from me, I never knew you." And into the lake of fire and brimstone they'll go, the second death, there to be tormented day and night forever and ever and ever. And then thirdly, we saw this past Wednesday night, one day God will wipe away all tears from our eyes. There will be no more separation, no more sickness, no more sorrow, no more suffering. And that's something to really look forward to as well. So this morning we're beginning part two. Heaven will be heaven because of what or who will not be there. First and foremost, if you're a note taker or following in the book, notice in John chapter 14. First and foremost, heaven will be heaven because the Savior, our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, will be there. Notice in this great text of Scripture, John chapter 14, notice in verse number 1, Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled or discouraged. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house," notice, "are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you." Now, where did Jesus go when he finished his earthly mission, died on the cross, buried 3 days later, rose from the dead? 40 days later, in Acts chapter 1, verses 9, 10, and 11, ascended back. The Bible says in those three verses, I think four times mentions heaven. Look at verse 3. "And I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself." Now notice how verse 3 ends. "That where I am," where is Jesus even as I preach and speak today? Where is Jesus right now? The Bible says seated at the right hand of the Father, ever interceding for us. That means he's praying for and with us, not only our high priest, our great high priest. That's where he is. Look how verse 3 ends. And where I am, there ye may be also. If you're saved today, you're on your way to heaven. And one day when we get there, have you ever thought about this? What does Jesus look like? Have you ever had that thought in your mind? One day you'll see him face to face. Now go over to Revelation chapter 22. I said 21, but we'll be there momentarily. Chapter 22, Revelation, and find verse number 3. Notice here, Revelation 22 and verse 3. And there shall be no more curse. We looked at that part this past Wednesday night, but look what follows. But the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servant shall serve him. But the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it. And look at verse 4. And they, referring to all believers, all who will be in heaven, and they shall see his face. One day you and I will see the one who died for us. Let me say this morning, he's the reason, the only reason you'll now ever step foot in heaven. Without Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you have no hope of heaven. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and life. No man comes to the Father except by or through me. One of the great songs that we sing, I wish I could sing it today for you. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace, when he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land, what a day, glorious day, that will be. Our great pianist was playing the prelude this morning. If you notice, we shall behold him. Another great hymn in our book, Face to Face with Christ My Savior. You know, this morning, heaven would certainly not be heaven if Jesus were not there, but I can assure you today, Jesus will be there because he's already there. You know, God created all that we know in this world, this universe, including you and I. The Bible says in 6 days, Jesus has been away some 2,000 years preparing heaven for us. Can you imagine what a place that will be? But heaven will surely be heaven, number one, because Jesus, our Savior, will be there. And you'll get to see him face to face and see that one who died and made the way possible for you to be able to go to heaven. So number one, heaven will be heaven because our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, will be there. But notice secondly, now come to Revelation chapter 21, come down to verse number 9, Revelation 21 verse 9. Heaven will be heaven because all the saints of all the ages, all the saints of all the ages will be there. Revelation 21, verse 9, notice and listen to what the Word of God says. Revelation 21, verse 9. And there came unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, and look what he said to John here on the Isle of Patmos, come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. Who's the bride? The Lamb's wife. Who's the bride of Christ? You and I, the church, the saved, redeemed. Not just now talking about literal having your name on the church roll at Park Place Baptist Church. That is one thing. Do you know for sure today you have your name in the Lamb's Book of Life? When the roll is called up yonder, are you sure you're going to be there? This is what this is referring to, the Lamb's wife, that's the church. Come down to verse 24 here in Revelation 21. And the nations of them, notice that plural. Sometimes I think we Baptists believe that the only Christian nation in the world is the United States of America. Well, I got some alarming news for you today. That is changing swiftly as time has just recently gone by. This nation is moving further and further away from God. We're becoming, it seems, less and less of a Christian nation. But here the Bible says, notice, in the nations, plural, of them which are saved. Underline that. Saved is the key to it all. Saved shall walk in the light of it, referring to the new heaven, the new Jerusalem, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. All the saved of all the nations, not just our nation, but Africa and China and India, and on I can go. Listen, they're Christian believers, I believe, in every nation of the world. That's why we should have a worldview, as Braden so well teaches in his apologetics. We need to have a worldview of what's going on. All of the believers who have been saved down through the ages of all the nations, one day are going to be able to walk in that great land. And then notice verse 27, right here in chapter 21, particularly verse 27. And there shall be in no wise enter into it, into heaven, anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie. But look how verse 27 ends. But they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. You know, I often think about, and this includes all of those in the Old Testament who live by faith looking to the cross. And then all of those who've been saved through the ages after Jesus died on the cross. As I've been preaching over 40 years, and I like to preach out of the Old Testament as well. Have you ever thought about these great ones in the Old Testament? Abraham, Moses, Joshua, Isaac, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, David, Daniel, Jonah. Those of the Old Testament who lived by faith, looking to the cross that was to come. They were saved by faith, just like you and I. And one day, as a Bible preacher, having preached and mentioned all of these that I just named, one day being able to see them and talk with them. Can you imagine asking Daniel how it was in the lion's den? Oh, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I want to see them one day. Cast into that fiery furnace. And when old King Neb looked in, he said, I thought we threw three in there, but I see four, and the fourth man looks like the Son of God. You know who was that fourth man in the fire with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? It was none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. On to talk with Moses and ask him how it was that day when the sea parted and he led his people across on dry land. Ezekiel and Isaiah and Jeremiah, these great prophets who prophesied concerning the coming of Christ, they lived by faith. And then what about one day meeting, being able to see and to talk with Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the writers of the four Gospels, Paul and Timothy and Barnabas, Paul especially, who wrote 2/3 of our New Testament. Think about it, being able to see these and sit down and talk with these. Matthew chapter 8 verse 11 talks about coming from the east and west, sitting down with these. You see, that we'll know them and they'll know us, as hard as that might be to believe. I don't know about you, but that'll be exciting for me. Someone has asked the question, will we know each other in heaven? Now think about that for a minute. If we got to heaven and didn't know each other, would that make heaven heaven? The Bible says we'll know each other as we were known. I'll know Chris one day in heaven. In fact, I'll know him even better, more perfectly. Miss Thelma and all of you out there. When we get to heaven one day, whether it's via by death or by rapture departure, one day when we all get over there, we'll know each other and reminisce, recall our experiences. But let me bring it closer to home. How many in the room today have a loved one that you were rather for certain was a saved believer, a Christian? And you had to go to their funeral. You had to say that last goodbye. And now you believe they're in heaven. How many this morning, I want you to raise, how many have a loved one that you know is gone? Look at all the hands, just about everybody in the room. Do you realize today, one day, there'll be a glad, glad reunion day? You'll see them again. You'll know them again. You'll be with them for all eternity. My parents, Joyce's parents, all of them that you have, loved one, maybe a spouse. Maybe you're here today and your spouse is one of them. Maybe you've had a son or daughter, a child, mom or dad. Church member that you attended church with so faithfully and they passed on and all you have to cling to is precious memories. But one day the reality is you'll be with them in heaven, see them again, know them even more perfectly. And I believe that'll make heaven heaven. When all the saints of God, the truly saved, those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, will be there with each other for all eternity. I will sing you a song of that beautiful land, the faraway home of the sun, where no storms ever beat on the glittering strand, while the years of eternity roll on. Oh, how sweet it will be in that beautiful land, so free from all sorrow and pain, with songs on our lips and with harps in our hands, to meet one another again. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to make heaven heaven. Our Savior will be there, and all the saints of all the ages, all of these biblical personalities that we've read in the Bible about, Old Testament, New Testament, but closer to home, all the loved ones, family, friends, that have passed away, they're not gone. They're just gone ahead of us. The Bible says, absent from the body, present with the Lord. And one day, if you're saved, you'll step foot on streets of gold and walk through pearly gates and see first and foremost the face of Jesus face to face. And then be reunited for all eternity with those loved ones. Don't you agree today that's going to make heaven heaven? This Wednesday night we'll look at the splendor of heaven. What God put, the material that he put there. Read it for your homework, Revelation 21, verses 10 through 21. And see if you don't agree. Heaven's going to be a splendor, a place of great, magnificent, glorious splendor. So I hope this message today has encouraged you. Heaven will be heaven because of what or who will be there. The Savior, our Savior, the Lord Jesus, will see him today, one day face to face, along with all the saints of all the ages. Carry that with you for encouragement and hope. God bless you today. Have a good, blessed day. We have to motor now to Hillside Park and do this same thing and then go back tonight at 6 o'clock. If you're able, watch a Hillside Park service. And if you're brave enough, come out and visit over at Hillside Park. I believe you'll get a blessing there with the great music.